This is a HeadGum Podcast.
So I turn to Dub C and Mac 10, and I go, "Where's Ice?" Because, you know, the three of us, the four of us were supposed to be recording from my tricked out Impala as sort of a gimmick to promote the West Side Connection getting back together.
Yes.
Sort of a reunion album thing.
Of course.
And they go, "Oh, well, he's filming something." And I'm like, "Okay, today?" And so I call his agent, who's my agent, you know, Grick.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And I say, "Grick, can I give you a little tip? It's called a calendar." And I hung up. Now, I don't know if he knew what I meant, but I know he knew I wasn't happy. And that's what's important.
I know he knew you weren't happy because he called me and he said, "Sean just called me. I think that his thumb was over the speaker part of the phone, but he sounded very upset." Which I've noticed when you call people, you've been sort of, it's not even your thumb. You sort of wrap your whole fist around the bottom part to hold it.
Yeah, that's how I hold it now.
Because you otherwise will drop it.
Well, I got real scared of dropping it, and I keep having these dreams where I drop my phone. And I think, is this some, you know, somebody trying to tell me something from the future? And so I'm holding it even tighter than ever now.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder, not to be a Grick apologist, but I wonder if that's what was happening when you scheduled.
If Grick didn't know that I had asked for ice because I had been holding my hand over the phone when I called him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was holding the phone very far away over a pillow so that just in case I did drop it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that might have been what happened. But at the same time, it's like, Grick, what do I pay you for?
"Hi, welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
What up, what up?
Sold for $1 million.
Is how, yes, I was going to say that number.
We had all this stuff we wanted to do.
Yes, we had such a good intro bit planned, and it was going to be a legend.
We wanted to talk about, we have these interesting diets we've been trying.
Yes, well, and I'll just briefly, it's a lot like paleo. It's really similar, actually, but all you eat is car keys and vintage jacket buttons, and you can have as much sauce as you want on it.
For mine, all kinds of delicious fruits, cucumber, melon, lavender, lime, all these things. Those are the flavors of hand soap that you can eat.
Mm-hmm.
As much as you want.
And when I say sauce, it's no honey because you can't do that. But other than that, basically everything, Frank's Red Hot, if you ever heard the little lady say, "I put that shit on everything," I just fucking lose it all the time about that. And it's working so great, and I'm looking better than I've ever looked in my life, and I am feeling strange, and that's got to be a good thing.
But we can't. We can't talk about any of this.
Can't go into it.
We had our fans on the show this week, and like most fans, they were total time hogs, which is just a kind of hog that eats exclusively time, like from a trough. Like the farmer dumps time into the trough, and suey, here come the hogs to eat up all the time that you have for your great show. And so that just simply took too long. And so what you get instead is presumably a pre-roll ad about 2.5 minutes ago. And now I guess two more ads will come now.
And then here come the hogs, suey, and they're munching, and all the good apple cores that I wanted to save for my family are gone.
So coming up, we have our fans. They won a contest.
Yeah, or something, some shit like that. Anyway, hope you like it. I didn't.
On Hollywood Handbook.
Bye.
So at this point, he's screaming at me.
Mm-hmm. And I go, M, C, mm-hmm. Ren, mm-hmm. calm down. Mm-hmm. It's just a co-ed naked t-shirt.
Yeah.
And of course, we're, you know, it's just an argument in philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
But he wanted it to say co-ed naked podcasting.
Okay.
Just open your mouth till it's over.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want it to say anything.
You just wanted it to say co-ed naked nothing?
I wanted to white tees.
Okay.
Plain white tees.
But it is a co-ed naked t-shirt?
Yeah, well, the tag will say that it's co-ed naked.
Right.
Because that's a known brand, but mm-hmm. I'm so rarely going to wear something with smut written on it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that?
Co-ed naked. I'm just trying
What if it just says co-ed naked t-shirts?
Co-ed naked t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Put your head through it.
Yeah, and your arms through the sides.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up, what up?
Today, we want to talk about the book that Sean and I wrote.
The book.
It is one book, but it is being published as two books. And one of them is by me, and the other one is by Sean, but the title is the same.
My Podcast Life by Sean Clements or by Hayes Davenport.
Mm-hmm.
There's different cover photos, and then we've replaced the names of our children and significant others depending on which author you got. But all the other life details are the same.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a fun way to feel closer to your favorite host, or ideally you'll purchase both of them.
Yes, it's presented in such a way that the image on Sean's cover and the image on my cover form something of the magic picture when you put them together, where mm-hmm. Sean and I are touching in a way that you sort of have to buy both
gratifying.
Books
yes,
to
it,
figure
it
out.
It will be nice for you. It's equivalent to a Matt Folden, but you don't fold anything. You just buy two books and you shove
you
them
rest
into...
them against each other.
You
and you can
angle them.
You can do... If you sort of bash them against each other, it'll create an image that will be even more satisfying than if they're just kind of resting alone, if you make them sort of like collide with each other.
Well, and you and your buddy, you can have your buddy stand and you can throw one across the room and try to make it land right up against it in the way that we're talking. And that'll really feel like Hayes and I are meeting physically in a way that I think that you will be able to enjoy on a few levels.
So My Podcast Life is a story of a man who decided to tell his story in a way that no one had ever done so. And that story was secrets about work and
his job.
Mm-hmm, and going and doing therapy and confessionals. And mm-hmm.
And he happened to have some... middlingly successful comedy friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so he brought them on, and
they're also in
therapy. Yes.
Yes, they're in there as well.
And so it was a fresh new way to see the world. And
do we
want to
read
engaging.
A few excerpts?
Oh, yes. I would love to read some excerpts.
Okay. Would you like to?
You want me to do the first one?
I'm happy to do the first one.
Oh, well, why don't you do the first one?
Okay. The big yellow bus pulled up outside my house at Disney World at the time. I could feel Jordan's palm getting sweaty in my own. And I said, don't be scared. They're going to love you. Just be exactly who you are when you're with me. And I bent down and I gave her a big kiss on the lips and another one and another one. And I watched her walk onto the bus real slow. Five years later, I turn on the television, and they're announcing the winner of American Idol, Jordan Sparks, youngest of all time at 17 years old. And that was the Jordan from the story from before.
Wow, what a powerful excerpt. And I remember that it's my story, too, that happened. And feeling the warmth of those kisses in the pages really brings me somewhere.
Yeah, do your excerpt?
Absolutely, yes.
Is it the same?
The same exact excerpt?
Well, there are probably sub changes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The big green bus pulled up outside my house, which was at Universal Studios, Florida at the time, the theme park. I'm nervous, said Jordan. Don't be. You're going to do great. Just be exactly who you are when you're with me, Sean. I gave her a big kissy, and then another bigger kissy. And then I watched her walk onto the bus slowly. 6.5 years later, I watched on the television as they announced the winner of American Idol, Jordan Sparkles. And she was very young. So you see how it can be fun to compare and contrast these books.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's going to be a great thing to have both of them because they're both collector's items too, because mm-hmm. we didn't make very many.
And I did a hand-drawn magic eye in one of them. That's something that I'm starting to develop.
Mm-hmm. And I did a cube. Just I'm learning to draw 3D shapes. And it's flat on the paper, but the way you do the diagonals makes it have depth.
I did an S, a super S, which I think is from Massimo, who's what originated it. It's an interesting new way of doing an S. I think you'll enjoy it if you buy the book.
Oh, that's sick. Yeah, I just did some bubble letters and just wrote words I think are cool. Rad, flavor, beans.
So in the interest of fan service, we had our pre-order competition where certain fans of ours could pre-order the book and listen to us. This is a book reading right now that we're doing, actually, and listen to us read some excerpts
read
from the book.
Yeah, some of their favorite pieces of the book they get to actually hear in our voice. Mm-hmm. So we've got some fans in, and they're going to just chime in and ask mm-hmm. us to make out our autographs.
Yes, and we've got the table set up. I should have said this is we're at Hudson News, where we're set up at a
mm-hmm.
at a Hudson News
mm-hmm. and in an airport.
In an airport, and we've all bought tickets. You have to buy tickets, of course, to airplane yes. tickets to
get and tickets to the reading.
Tickets to the reading.
So
as well.
Yes, once you get in with the airplane ticket, then you can go and get in line to buy a ticket to the mm-hmm. reading. And all these people did that. And so, I guess without further ado, let's talk a little more. Just me and you.
Okay. What was going on for you this week?
Hmm. Blue Chips has been playing on VH1.
Uh huh.
Haven't caught it, but I know it's on there, so I keep checking.
It's been
in
distracting
when I'm
you.
Home. Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. I think it's going to play again 10 a.m. Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So I got my eye on that one.
See, that's because I know Steffi's out of town these last few days, and
yeah.
so I was curious what you had gotten up to. And
Catching Fire, Hunger Game, Catching Fire, Hunger Game 2. Hunger Game 2 watched, and that one's Catching Fire. Not as good as the first one, still good. And what else? Postmates. You try that yet?
Yes. I like how they don't just have the one fee. I'm sick of these delivery services that
yes.
only have the single fee.
Thank you.
I like how there's the delivery fee from the restaurant. Then
delivery
the,
fee.
The Postmates.
The Postmates fee, delivery fee.
Gas.
And then tip.
Yes, non-optional tip.
And then tip.
And then the optional tip.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's really nice. And I had been used to, when Glass and I ate some sushi, mm-hmm. I had been used to paying maybe $20 for this meal,
mm-hmm.
maybe $25. But last night it gave me the opportunity to pay $62 for a meal that I eat frequently.
Yes, but
for less than half that.
Yes, and what you get for that is you can eat it in an hour and 45 minutes after you
decide. 45 minutes after I decide I was hungry, And a stranger has my credit card info and my address. So I am loving this service. And if you're not on Postmates, get in there. It's people who could not qualify to be Uber drivers because those restrictions are slightly more rigorous. So that's who's doing it.
There's someone standing here, I guess, who wants
a book?
A book signed. Yeah. You want us to sign your book?
Hey, Sean.
Hi.
What's your name?
Hi, Hayes. I'm Tim Treese.
Timmy. Yes, from driving so far to see us several times. Yes.
Yes.
That's right.
Timmy.
I love driving.
Yes.
It was fun to come to LAX for this.
And you sang the big song at our last show. That was sweet.
Popcorn.
Yes.
Yeah. No, we're not now. But it's. Do you hear how I'm saying Timmy, like in South Park, when they would make fun of the mentally challenged boy?
Yes.
And isn't that?
Would you care to speak on
humorous?
That?
Would you like that to be what you talk about with me?
Oh, cool. Can you do it again?
Timmy.
I like that.
Great.
Can I have my friends do that now?
Yes. Oh, your friends should all do that. And do it online and do it in the streets. So, what did you think of the book? What's your favorite part?
I really loved the book. Sean, I loved the story about how you sort of tricked your way into passing your last final in college.
Yes, well, I didn't have time to study, what with my romantic life being a little out of control at that time. And I also was... I was smart, you know? I mean, I am smart, but not school smart, not in that traditional...
reading smart.
I love knowledge, mm-hmm. you know, but I wanted to get it from the world if I could. And now it's interesting. I'm almost more of an academic in my later life because I do love to search out what I find interesting and read a science book or a book about dog breeds. And that is something that I've chosen. But when they were trying to assign me what books I'm going to do, I was all like, nah, later for you, Holmes. And I'd give them the fucking stink eye on my way out the door. And then I'd give them the stink finger.
On your way back in.
On my way back in to grab my bag. So anyway, I wound up doing a sneaky finals exam. I'm glad you like that part. Hayes, do you want to read that part from your book?
Yes, sure. I sat in the final seat looking around. No one seemed to suspect anything. I took out my desktop computer and rested it on my lap and covered the speaker so the boot up sound would be marginally quieter. After downloading the internet, I typed into the white rectangle, "Write me an essay about this book." 4 hours later, everyone had gone home, which meant that I had won the finals.
Yes, the last man standing in the finals is the winner. And what a powerful story. And it was a great experience for both of us individually.
So you want this signed?
Yeah, what do you want to say?
Do you have a pen?
Yeah, I brought like a Sharpie.
Does it make sense for you to sign this one, Hayes? This is my book.
Yes.
Could you sign them to each other?
Okay.
That's interesting.
Dear Hayes, I am writing you inside this book. It has been many years since I last wrote you a letter like this. But the time has come for me to open up my pen. Just a little joke.
Dear Sean, I received your letter. Ha ha. Very nice joke. I hope your family is nice.
I love getting this.
Thanks for enjoying our book from Hayes.
Wow, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Tim and Trees.
I'm going to put these on my desk.
Oh, I'm good.
Okay, can we get a new
next
person in the seat?
Hi, guys.
Please.
Hello, what's your name?
My name's Anastasia.
He was about to call you something.
Little one.
Anastasia?
Yeah.
Anastasia?
That's right.
Yeah, Anastasia.
And you and Tim drive together sometimes, long distances.
Yeah, Tim drove me down here, actually.
Mm-hmm. To watch us do shows, and I guess to watch us do this record.
Right.
And you have a husband.
I do, yes.
And he has to drive in a separate car?
Yes, he drove separately down here.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Does he like that?
He loves it.
Oh.
Yeah, he likes to air guitar and play loud music while he drives. So
oh,
he actually
air guitar driving.
Yeah. Shouldn't do that.
It better be a Google car. And I know it's not because that's what Tim has.
Can I wait?
Joke.
Can I, Tim? Can you join us on the microphone real quick? You still work at Google, correct?
Yeah, I haven't gotten fired yet.
They have that 20% time policy where you can do whatever you want in your free time. In 20% of your time.
Yes, we have it.
I think when they find out about you, that's the end of that policy.
My 20% is coming down to LA.
Just all the stuff that I know you do, just like posting on our forums and things, the end of the policy. And if anyone's equipped to find out about this thing that you're doing, it's the company that you work for that knows everything on the internet.
Yeah, Steve Jobs.
Okay. You can go back to the end of the line.
Thank you.
Now, Anastasia.
Yes.
What did you think of the book?
I thought it was great. I actually bought both copies. I'm so excited to put them on my shelf.
Smart. Have you made them be friends yet?
I've done some interesting things with them. They're kind of into bondage right now. That's why this belt's around them.
Hmm.
Hmm. That's not what it was originally intended for.
Not the attention, yeah.
But seeing it like that, that's okay.
Yeah.
It's a nice belt.
What's your favorite part of the book?
My favorite part was when you were a PA on your first movie and they promoted you to director within a week.
And star, yeah. Oh, you said within a week. Mm-hmm. No, I got made director after week one, and then after week two, I got made the star. And they had me write it after week three. Yeah, that was thrilling, of course. It was a whirlwind.
Was it the Spin City movie?
Yes. It was when we finally took that story where it was meant to go, which was 1 2-hour and 45-minute block. Because you always felt during Spin City that they were truncating a lot of what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And Bostwick never got to go off. So what I did is I got Bostwick, Boatman, Ruck, and Britain all in one room. And I said, babies, let's make magic. And they said, you're just the PA. This was early on in the process. Well, I fired their ass when I got made director, I'll tell you what. And then I brought in the real Spin City cast.
Sean White.
Sean White, Jeff Dunham, and Elian Gonzalez.
He's sort of in your repertory.
Yes, well, I try to use him in everything.
Because it's the same universe.
Yes, I try to use him in as much as possible. And, mm-hmm. and of course, Oscar Pistorius, the Blade Runner. So I got, when I got those guys together and they started riffing off my shit,
mm-hmm.
which was less about a political office and more about building a canoe with a motor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you, buddy. That's movies. Of course, look who I'm telling. You have the same exact story.
Yes, I
do. What happened with yours?
I was a PA. Actually, on the Caroline in the City movie.
Mm.
And that movie either starred Brooke Shields, who was my wife at the time,
mm-hmm.
or possibly somebody else.
Leah Thompson?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Brooke Shields was, of course, Suddenly in Susan. Her own Veronica's closet.
Suddenly Susan?
Okay. So it turned out I had married the wrong person. Person who I thought was my wife, I thought was the star of Veronica's Closet.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually
Christiane? Wallace Langham.
Well, yes, Wallace
Dan
Langham.
Dan Cortez?
Who was Leah Thompson?
Yeah, Leah Thompson.
I thought she was the star of Veronica's Closet. She was actually the star of Caroline in the City.
Mm.
And the person I had married was the star of a third show.
Mm, well,
the lucky, name of which escapes me now.
Lucky break for that Dell on Caroline in the City, because if you, he's such a dullard. If he, she had married you, then
yes,
he'd be in trouble.
That's a good callback to our Alex Anfanger episode that real true fans will enjoy.
Oh, yes. What do you mean?
We just did a lot of work with the word Dell to little reward in that episode.
Yes.
And I'm glad to see it finally pay off.
Mm.
Such big dividends. Do you have a pen, sweetie?
Yeah, I have this ballpoint here.
Felt tip.
I
don't know.
Are you not gonna sign it?
We use felt tip. Do you have a felt tip?
Tim, can I borrow your felt tip?
I've got gel pens if you want to use those.
Well, we used your felt tip to sign your book. So you... saying no by pitching the gel?
Well, that's the one that I'm going to mount with the books.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for bringing the books by, Anastasia.
Cody, I will say, Engineer Cody's poison oak is still leaking a little bit. If we could...
It just keeps... The more I itch it, the more itchy it becomes. And I can't stop here.
It might be... that all this happened for a reason to you, which is that we could use your sore leakage as ink.
You think?
Please, Cody.
All right, let me just pus some out for you.
And what a great motion you did to show that you were doing that. Okay, who do you want us to make it out to?
Me, Anastasia.
Okay.
Anastasia, I mean.
Selfish.
Dear Paul, we are sorry for splitting your household in two.
I'll sign that too. Okay, thanks for coming
thanks,
by.
Thanks, Anastasia.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Bye, kid.
And who's next?
Hi, my name's Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Adam. That's right.
Not really a catchy name.
Well, I said three words on one of your call-in shows once. It's probably why.
But who's counting?
What were those words?
Thank you. That's true.
So that's four.
Nice joke.
But who's counting?
And you live in Los Angeles, is that correct?
Yeah.
Sort of a cheap fandom, you know, showing up to the place where you already live.
How'd you make it? How'd you get down here? How'd you find the time? This motherfucker's drove. A day and a half or something.
I know.
That's probably why you didn't feel the need to bring a gift to us, because it's not a special occasion for you. We're in your backyard.
Yes. Yes. Anastasia, you did bring us chocolates.
Yes.
And let's continue the tradition of bringing back the last person shortly after they leave.
I brought you some chocolates from San Francisco.
Yes. And to hear that, wouldn't you think...
Ghirardelli.
Ghirardelli chocolates coming to mind. The smell of the Ghirardelli factory when you're on that beach. And instead we get Cho. T-C-H-O. Now, where I come from, that's not chocolate. That's a sneeze. What do you say about that?
They're better than Ghirardelli.
Impossible. And they're different colors, also trying to be like Ghirardelli as well.
I like dark chocolate. So, Adam, you're here.
Go to the end of the line.
Deal with it. Get back there.
Yeah, I actually have both of your books, too. I bought one, and then I got another one as a gift.
Congratulations. Well, what did you like about the book?
Well, I guess the chapter titled Game Changer was probably my favorite. It's what I'm mm-hmm. most from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Julianne Moore movie.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Sarah Palin said she could see Russia?
Yeah.
That should be a movie.
Well, that's what we said. She reads all the newspapers?
Yeah, right.
Please, no way.
It'd be too heavy.
What a fucking asshole. Well, anyway, now that she lost, we felt comfortable cutting her down to size.
For a while, it sort of looked like she might win.
A bit touch and go, yeah. She was gaining a lot of steam, and so we did kind of keep our hands off it. But
in which case, we'd have to do a movie about whoever the other vice president is.
Whatever, yeah. I don't know. But this wound up being great for us because once she was officially at the bottom, we started swinging. And yeah, it was a good chapter, but not the best one. I feel like you picked wrong. So who am I making this out to? Just Adam? I can't do that. Can I spell it crazy at least?
Yeah, I mean, that's up to you. I'll appreciate it either way.
Okay. I'm going to spell it like Batman.
Okay.
I do have two. You could just make the other one out to like another hopeful.
I'm going
to
do this. Duh, 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 duh. Snap, snap. And that's me writing out the Addams Family song. You'll get it on the way home.
Well, thank you so much, guys.
Okay.
Do you have a pen?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've got a Bic, if that's okay.
Hmm. High school football coach used to call me Bic. Somebody named Hayes Bickford. Oh. Who I guess was his friend.
Oh, yeah.
And I reminded him of his friend Hayes Bickford.
Hmm.
Because I could hike the ball so far.
Hike it all the way.
Mm-hmm. Through the uprights.
From the
other one.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big hike.
I'm surprised the chapter Game Changer wasn't about that.
Mm-hmm. They had to change the rules.
Yeah, no more hiking from one upright to the other.
Mm-hmm.
Unfair advantage.
Mm-hmm. They tried to make me use my foot, which I could not do. I was wearing airwalks, which are not good for kicking. Better for grinding rails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or soaps. I was wearing soaps.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I would do is jump onto the ball and slide off of it. Which looked fucking badass. But points-wise, football-wise, you don't get that many points.
And it does cause you a down.
Yes, yes. And in my case, cost you a few ankle pieces. Some of my best pieces of my ankle I had to give up.
Yeah.
Luckily, I just made the muscles around that area big. So it looked like we got one other person in line at least.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you get up here? And thanks for buying the ticket to the airport and the ticket to the thing. And what's your name, lady?
My name's Valerie Bryant.
Veebs.
Yes, I go by Veebs.
You're from, I see in your name tag, Stockton, California?
Yes.
No headphones for you, huh?
No.
Raw dogging it. Stockton, California.
Yes.
Now that city has money, or?
There was a bankruptcy episode of Morgan
that's what I'm thinking
Spurlock.
Of.
Yeah,
that's what I'm
might
thinking
be
of.
Thinking of.
The opposite mm-hmm. thing. Yes, that's who I go to for my news, Morgan Spurlock.
I love Spurlock. I love Spurlock. The stuff he's doing is so important. Eating McDonald's.
Which I thought for a while was healthy.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, little kids like it, so I thought it must be good for me. Because if as a child, you haven't been influenced by brands and commercialism as much. You're just going off what your body tells you. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, oh, well, it must be healthy and I should eat it every meal every day.
I believed in that movie that his girlfriend was really pissed off about what he was doing.
Oh, yeah.
You're making this big movie that's going to make us a bunch of money? Stop it!
You better not do that.
I'm angry about that.
If she was okay with the handlebar mustache, then she was okay with the movie, you know? That's what I say. Now, Veebs, what'd you like about the book? And you better prove you read it.
I like when you talked about going to therapy as a child because your dad threatened to give your cat away.
That's some raw emotional stuff. Well, she read it all right. And that's the last chapter in the book. She must have read the whole thing. We talk all about our podcast, then we just double back.
The way you, it's hard. You can't see who you're looking at when you tell the story. And so,
right. I'm sorry.
How I went to childhood therapy because your dad, Sean, threatened to give my cat away.
Yes.
To himself.
Yes.
Which he could do. My cat. At the time would not be held by everybody. His name was Mjolnir, which is Thor's hammer, which was because only certain people could pick him up without being killed.
Yes.
And your father, through his police experience, I think, was able to negotiate with my cat to have him do very nice huggies with him.
Well, and later that inspired The Negotiator. Spacey, Jackson, top of their game. And then Spacey, best negotiator in the world, can't get his daughter to come out of the bathroom. She's sitting there brushing her teeth too long. And so moments like that from my household a lot of times would inspire the book stuff. But should we read a very quick excerpt just from that therapy?
Sure. Thing? Yeah, go ahead.
I'll read the therapist. Hayes.
Yeah.
It's not your fault.
I know.
Oh, good. I was worried you didn't. I was worried I was going to have to say it multiple times. But I was nervous, honestly. I was like, oh, I'm going to have to keep telling him and. But you already know?
Yes, I...
Okay, great. That was my main thing. That I had blocked out most of this session to do that. Just say that. So is there anything else going on for you?
And then it says, the end. But as my... It says, Hayes, colon, the end. And that is the end of the book. I don't remember doing that.
Doing what? Putting that as the ending?
Well, when we exchanged books with Tim Russert, so we would write his books and he would write ours, it just makes me feel like he did it very quickly.
Oh.
That it would just end so abruptly like
that. I think it sets it up for a sequel in a cool way. Well, Hayes, man, it's 2:04.
Yeah. Should we meet Veebs' boyfriend or something?
Yeah.
Isn't that the time where we usually meet Veebs' boyfriend? Yeah. Wait, do we sign your book?
No.
Okay, good.
Okay. Okay. Veebs' guy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man. Hey. So sorry. We're all set with talking to people.
Yeah.
So thanks for coming by.
From like your town, like the town stuff that applies to you too, but like Stockton, because you're from the same town. So that was something you guys can share when you talk about it on the way home.
Okay, yeah. Both of you. So, Thanks. Okay. So this is awesome, dude. So fucking kick ass to meet you. You're probably, I think he was the best dude. So, let's
rate us on iTunes.
Get on those iTunes
and get on the forums, and you can hang out with these people.
This could have been you, yeah.
The best advertisement for the forums, I think, that we could do.
Reddit, get in there, mix it up with those fucking jokers, and don't forget like us on Facebook. We're getting big numbers on there.
The pro version, Joe McGurl's birthday was, by the time this episode airs, a very long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think this is for his birthday for next year is the pro version.
Okay, next year, happy birthday. And what you get is, I don't know.
Should be enough on its own.
We just said it. We said that it was. So.
Bye.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook is brought to you by Wolf Cool Productions, a subsidiary of Calvin and Hobbes. Ow, baby.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.